Live.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
What's up?
Welcome to the Blind Wave podcast.
Shall I go up a little more?
All right. What's up, everybody?
Yay, now they can see the top of your head. No, it was more flattering before. They could see that there was hair up there, not just forehead that continued. I have a big forehead, too.
How's everyone doing? Everyone doing well?
Yep, I'm doing good. Were you asking chat or us?
Sure, I guess I can care what you have to say, Calvin.
Well, I thought that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, as good as can be with a crazy week.
It's been a crazy 2021.
Yeah.
Right?
It has been.
Not
I love
much
how
different.
It was like, 2021, out with the old, in with the new.
It started terribly.
Everything's
going to
gonna be great a couple days later.
People
in the Capitol with Viking outfits,
the very
waving
first
flags.
Few minutes of 2021 was awful.
The first couple minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they were great, Aaron.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it was the smash. It started so well. What happened?
Terrible.
I mean, we all knew 2021 was going to be downhill from there.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
That was the peak.
You're right. That's right.
But yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. Yesterday was a crazy day.
Yesterday was strange. We were recording all day, and then in between recording, I think we had two more things left to do that day, and Aaron's like, he just said something. I'm like, what? He's like, what? And we just all looked at our phones, and that was the rest of the day, just like sitting there talking, being shocked, and not in the mood to record anything.
Yeah.
I saw I've seen quite a few pretty funny and good tweets about it all, but like one of the ones that was particularly relevant yesterday was a tweet about like, it looks like there's a coup going on at the Capitol. And I turned to my coworker and was like, are we supposed to keep working?
Yeah, right. Which is exactly what's happening to us.
Yeah.
And then I got a business call like half an hour later.
Yeah, you did.
Like, well, they kept working.
Are we supposed to work through the coup?
I guess this is America. Mm.
But yeah, no. It was a strange day.
Yeah.
I don't fully get it either way. Because now I'm hearing like, the same thing that people were saying with the BLM protests of like, well, it's not them, it's other people. Which when that was said before, people were like, oh no, it's BLM, that's who did it. But now it's like, well, it's not the Trump supporters, it's like Antifa coming in and screwing with us.
Dressed as Trump supporters.
But it's like, well, that's when they said the extremists were doing it for BLM, you guys said, no, it's BLM, you guys are doing this. And I was like, so it's also weird if their idea is they're against Trump, but we're going to go there and make it look like Trump supporters interrupted the election.
I mean, they went straight from a Trump rally to there, right?
It felt like it. I don't know. I wasn't there. It was just all what I got from the news. But there had been a rally and stuff, too. So, I don't know. It was a crazy thing.
It's
they
crazy.
Brought a Confederate flag into the Capitol building, and that didn't happen during the Civil War. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
150 years after the war is done.
Isn't that like, yeah, there's just something about that. You're just like, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
You know?
It feels weird. Wrong. I don't know.
It is wrong. Weird, and it is wrong.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
That's why it feels that way.
Calvin, you're shaking your leg. I can tell.
My desk is very bouncy. It's on its lowest setting.
Oh, Calvin,
Jesus, Calvin. Quit.
Calvin, no!
What if everything just
it's an
off.
Earthquake just on him.
Snap in a moment.
Agent of chaos.
I can jiggle my stuff a little bit, but I'm not trying to go crazy.
I'm trying not to go crazy either, but I still got to jiggle my legs sometimes. Sorry, stay skinny, Aaron.
All right. Jiggle. Jiggle away. Eric, that's what you should do. You should jiggle.
I jiggle.
I barely moved my
it's
desk,
not on purpose.
And it caused so much more jiggling than before.
What else have we had going on this week? I finished Star Wars Squadrons.
Yeah, how was that?
That was a fun thing.
Yeah.
It's tough, because it probably could have taken me a couple streams. I did over like four or five streams, just because I decided to play on veteran difficulty and wanted to go harder into, like, this is the game in general, I guess.
Yeah.
I figure like it'd make me better at the multiplayer if I go against the AI at a harder rate.
Yeah, because they can do things that human players cannot do.
Yeah, you know, they're programmed to do this or that. So like, if they want to chase me, they're gonna chase me.
Yeah.
And they know where I'm going when I know when I'm where I'm going, you know? Yeah. Like, if I push left, they know I'm going left immediately. Whereas
they know where you are because
needs to
they
register,
know
like,
where
oh,
you...
they're going that way, they're going that way.
Yeah. They know where you're going because they know where you're not going.
Yes, I guess, Calvin. I guess that's true. So, but that was fun. I enjoyed that. Story was pretty good. I didn't feel like it was super engulfed in like any heavy lore from other Star Wars entities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
But it was still pretty fun.
Yeah, cool.
I like a lot of the characters and stuff they did. So, we also had. I know a lot of people have been asking about it. I've gotten tweets about it. We have reacted, and I think we mentioned it before. We reacted to Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like that has been done.
Yeah, it's done. We had to get it edited, and then we had to deal with, you know, a lot of people were reporting they're having some copyright problems, but ours should, barring any other further problems, go up tonight at some point. So that New Year's special will go up.
Yeah.
Reaction.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I played Cyberpunk over the weekend, which I'm having a lot more fun than I was.
That's good.
It kind of has like a slower start, but it's really started opening up for me.
Yeah.
And it's become a lot of fun. It's fun to try and puzzle out the encounters without having to use any sort of gun or grenade or firearm or anything.
Sure, yeah.
And
sticking to that play style.
Trying to, as best I can.
So is it like 3D Miami?
Hotline Miami?
Hotline Miami, yeah. I always say that backwards.
Kinda.
So like to where you have to run in a room and like, okay, I know this guy has a gun. I have to kill him first and then run over here, jump down on this guy kind of thing? Or is it like...
I think it's going to get easier as I go on. Like a lot of encounters, it's not too bad. Now that I'm putting more points into hacking, because I'm trying to do like a hack and slash gameplay. So hacking as in like the computer hacking.
Yeah.
And then slashing with my blade. But the hacking has proved pretty effective so far. But there's some instances where it doesn't work as well as others, either because of the enemy type you're going against or just because the game's bugged and
gotcha.
It doesn't work the way it should.
Yeah.
So like...
Yeah, I was watching last night, like there's several exploits and stuff that people are using to gain invincibility.
Yeah.
By interrupting a cutscene. And then if you just never finish the cutscene, like basically like you have invincibility when you're in this car, but as soon as you get out of the car and walk into a building, you lose the invincibility. So people are not walking into the building and just walking away from that mission, and they just have invincibility for the rest of the game.
Nice.
Weird.
Yeah.
I certainly believe it. I have not encountered that one myself yet.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
But, yeah, it's been enjoyable. And you can certainly see that it's by the same team that did The Witcher. Like, in terms of tone and setting and everything, it's so different. But there's so many elements in it that are so much the same, which is comforting, I guess. As someone who really loves The Witcher 3,
yeah,
it's fun to be able to experience that sort of gameplay loop in a much different world.
Sure, yeah, it's like it's new but familiar.
Yeah,
in that regard, that's cool. It's like how you can play a Zelda game, play a completely different one, but the tropes of some puzzles can remain the same. Like, oh, I know what to do here. And then they play with you with doing that too. But
sure.
It's like, if there's an eye, I should probably hit it with an arrow.
And I should probably hit it 3 times.
Yeah, right.
3.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up not playing Assassin's Creed. Though I have played Assassin's Creed a lot on my own at home throughout the week. Just doing like, all the stuff that's not really, you don't really need to stream. I feel like, you know, like I'm gonna spend the next 2 hours finding all the gold in this region, or all the silver, I should say.
Yeah.
And I do that, and I like listen to like a podcast or something at the same time. So that's been fun. And you know, I also do some of the mysteries as well, which are these kind of just little stories that, I mean, some of them are crazy. The one that I did, I think I did it 2 days ago, or maybe it was Sunday night, where I just found this like nun and her like four sisters,
mm-hmm.
and they were just pissed off that this camp down the road had taken something from them. So they're like, we're gonna do something about this. I'm like, yeah. And my character's like, do you need like help? He's like, yeah. And we all just ran down this place, and they didn't have any weapons because they're nuns.
Nuns.
So they're just like fighting people as I'm like cutting through them, and they're just like punching people. It's like, yeah, we got it. And then they gotta go across the river, and as we're crossing the river, wolves attacked us, and the nuns are like, ah! They start punching the wolves. I'm like, this is crazy.
Why don't they have weapons?
That's amazing.
The nuns.
The nuns are just fighting wolves barehanded.
Yeah.
These are badass.
It's fantastic.
Nuns.
Did you take them on your side? Is that what happened?
I helped them.
Mm.
Yeah. I was inspired by their bravery, so I helped them.
I mean, how could you not be?
I know.
Obviously.
And, like, all the mystery, Viking little like, side quests that last, like, 10 minutes, you know? They're all like that. They're so fun.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So, I've been doing that in Valhalla. What else this week, though? I mean, this week, like, you know, obviously there was big things this week, but we had probably one of my favorite reactions of all time, which was a Cobra Kai reaction. It's actually up on Foresight reaction today.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that was so good. And then we just we watched it, and then we got done recording, and we just kept talking about it, and I just didn't take the footage out of the camera because I was just so excited and left.
No, it's been a good week. We had that, Brooklyn Nine-Nine
this week was great.
We had a good Naruto today as well.
Yep. A great one.
A lot of solid stuff. I'm still not recovered from my fit of laughter from
Your
this morning.
Fit of
from
laughter.
Today? Yeah, that was pretty good.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Man.
It's just some funny things that sometimes they just catch you and you're like, Jesus, that was great.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Jancy was able to snag us a PS5, so we're finally going to have a PS5 at the studio, which has been cool. And then
I still feel reluctant to believe it because we don't have it yet.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, it can't be true.
Well, we got a bundle, so we got a lot of stuff with it, but we did get a PS5.
Is this going to be a PS4 with like a tape sticker with a 5 on it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a PS3 and a PS2 taped together.
But yeah.
I've seen so many of those.
So we're excited by that. She also got me probably one of the sweetest, most personal gifts I've ever been given. She bought me a box. She bought me a mint condition, empty
sail barge.
Jabba sail barge box.
Whoa!
So that I can take my.
How'd she find a mint condition empty?
I don't know.
People save their boxes.
Yeah, but who got that item? He's like, you know what I need? I'm gonna sell this mint condition box and take this out.
For people like me that if you would ever need it, like don't throw this away.
They must be like an out of box collector, maybe. Yeah. And they're like,
definitely.
I'll sell this box and maybe make some money.
But what they did was they flattened it and they pressed it so that it's like it's a mint condition.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I can take that, take my Jabba sail barge. For those that don't know, it's HasLab's Jabba sail barge that I unfortunately had water damage on mine.
Go get it, Eric.
I know.
You can show people.
I really could. It's downstairs. But yeah, mine got water damage in the box. And for those that know, I'm a mint inbox collector. So it was, my Jabba sail barge is fine inside.
Yeah.
But on one side, it's destroyed. The box is. And I'm like, that sucks. But, you know, what are you going to do? But she found the solution. And it was, I was like, holy shit.
That's
the best. So. And it's not cheap.
I wouldn't imagine.
It's not cheap.
What are you doing with the old box?
I don't know.
He's gonna press it and sell it.
Maybe.
See, I used to do that with my Nintendo 64 games.
Yeah.
I remember I had a box filled with boxes.
With boxes.
From the game cartridges. Because the game cartridges I would take out and I would put them in like this little like storage thing. But all the boxes and the books, I would put the books in the boxes, flatten the things out, and I put them all in this one box that my mom had given me. So I just had a box full of boxes.
Sure.
And eventually when I got older, I'm like, I'm doing all these.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing with this.
She set the thoughtfulness bar high, Eric. You've got to
consider
this for whenever the next gift.
Yeah, some people are asking. I'll go get the box. I literally have it right downstairs.
You do?
I can go get it.
It weighs like 50 pounds?
It's not terrible.
But yeah, no.
It's mostly water weight.
There's something weird like going to like a pre-owned
water
store.
Water weight? Gosh. Too soon, Rick.
There's something different about going to like a pre-owned store where you find like old like games for like SNES or N64 and they're out of their package or they're in the box.
Yeah.
You see when it's in the box, it's kind of like, whoa, look at this.
Yeah.
Somebody really cared about this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm like, damn, I wish I saw those boxes because I don't think I have them anymore. I think I got rid of them sometime in one of my moves or whatever.
I'd never had the boxes for like the NES stuff. Like I always got it secondhand from
like a hand-me-down or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So like the most I ever had was like the black plastic sleeves that they would go into.
Oh, yeah. Which, like the static sleeves or whatever.
Yeah, and so like it would have them, and it would also have the manuals in a lot of cases in them. So at least I had the manuals.
Well, that's good. It always shocks me how big that is.
Here.
Right?
I'll switch the camera.
Switch, okay. Switch to the 420.
Can they see it?
Yep.
So yeah, this is the box.
And you can see the damage on the top.
So yeah, I had water damage, and all of this cardboard is warped and ripped and destroyed. You can see the water line, how deep it went. So that's what happened to that box.
You know what would be better is if the one guy sent you that box with your five PS5s.
But yeah, said, so this
man,
is a
PS5 is massive.
Yeah, so this was a HasLab project. So it was the first one that Hasbro did.
Yeah, which you also got another HasLab.
I got the Razor Crest. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the Kenner name on it too.
Like, it does.
Kenner didn't make that.
No.
That's purely for the box.
It's because it's called the Vintage Collection.
Yeah.
Kenner made all the vintage things, so they...
The figures.
That line is meant to look like the old Kenner line, you know?
Like, did they buy the Kenner name just to...
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, because Kenner is...
That's awesome.
It doesn't exist anymore. Someone bought that, right?
No, Kenner doesn't exist anymore. No, I don't believe so. But yeah, I mean, that, you know... The box is real fucked up. Just on one end, it's fine on the other end. But I had it, you know, flipped upside down from where it is right now.
You had it in the box that it shipped in.
I had it in the box it shipped in. So that box was inside another box.
Mm-hmm. Inside a sleeve of plastic, which was folded over on the end.
On the other, yeah, it
like
was.
Like a loaf of bread.
So I had water in my, you know, like, I don't know, less than an inch of water, but it soaked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was a terrible day, and I've never gotten over it. So now I have a new box that I can take that stuff out of and put in the new one.
Yes.
And then seal it and then pretend that it was never opened.
And it was fine. Will that affect the pricing for it?
Or yeah, definitely. But I don't really care at that point. I just like having it. You know, I don't imagine, unless something terrible were to happen to me, or if I got, you know,
as long as it's
into
new,
some kind of medical debt,
box.
I'm never getting rid of my collection. So.
Medical
debt. It's for me.
Some,
you know?
Breaking Bad kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. So it's either meth or get rid of my figures. And once I exhausted the meth option, then I have to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Yep. So anyway, that was a really cool part of the week for me, too.
That's cool.
Eric, it's one of the main reasons to have children, so you can pass your collection down.
No, but then they get it. It's mine.
But you'll be dead.
No, I'll be buried with it. Like the great pharaohs of old, Rick.
What? You get buried?
Yeah. I'll get like a pyramid.
You need a pyramid for how big your collection is.
I might need it, yeah.
It's like just you buried in a pyramid with a bunch of Star Wars things.
Mm-hmm.
People come and they're like, oh, look, people coming to visit Eric's grave. They just want to look at the collection.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, I'm a couple hours away from having it displayed, my collection displayed the way I want it. So maybe when I'm all done, we'll have to do like a field trip. And see the collection one day.
Mm.
People have asked for it and stuff, but we'll see.
Just do like a tour video.
Yeah. Did I talk about... We talked last week about you giving me a replacement part two for that collection. So that was nice as well.
Mine probably wasn't as expensive.
It came up
still
when you were like, Aaron, ask me a question. And I was like, who's the guy? No one knows.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know. It was... It'd be interesting seeing what else. Like, is there a lot more that you lost? Or was that, like, the big thing?
I mean, this was the big thing. Everything else was more of, like, you know, kind of the cheaper individual figures that I just had on the floor, you know? Most of the big boxes or the expensive stuff was kind of up off of the floor, so.
Mm. That was just too big to get off the floor.
Yeah. Where are you going to put it on? Yeah.
Yeah.
I had other things on top of it.
Luckily for those things.
It sacrificed itself to save those.
It did.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yeah.
I had another really good thing of the week, too. Even I, last night, like, I was watching all the stuff that was happening in D.C., and at a certain point, like, there was a recess or something, and, like, Evie was with me, and so I wanted to do something else. So we started playing through a game called Florence. don't know if you guys have heard of it.
I think so, yeah.
It's an indie game where you play as like a young woman. And it basically just goes through a period of her life.
Mm-hmm. Is that by the same developers that did Gris?
Maybe. It kind of has a similar feel, so I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't. But it was a really nice, touching game that... Like, the gameplay elements were pretty minimal as far as, like, what you did in it, but it told the story using gameplay elements in an interesting way. And it was just nice to be able to play that with her and, like... Like, she's only 7, but we were having, like, conversations about, like, you know, dreams and relationships and just life in general. It was... It invoked a really interesting, deep conversation between the two of us.
Yeah.
So...
That's nice.
Had a lot of fun with it. We were able to beat it in one sitting. So...
Cool.
Good.
Really good stuff. It's just good to see games, like, deal with things that, like, girls might go through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, like things I might not have experienced, but, like, we can both experience those kind of things through games together and have, like, a shared language almost.
Hmm.
It was a really cool experience. Highly recommended.
Is the game similar to, like, a Life is Strange, like, story kind of thing, or...?
It's almost like a motion comic.
Okay.
But with some, like, light gameplay elements.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you can do anything to not continue the story. Like you cannot play the game. But there isn't, like a failure.
There's no ways of changing anything or decision making, whatever. Is it kind of just experiencing a story?
Not that I saw. Yeah, I think it's mainly just an interactive experience more than a game.
Gotcha. But
still something I would recommend.
Oh, I was thinking of Journey, Rick. It's a different developer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Journey and Flower or Flower.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't made by the Journey developer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my kids yesterday, they were. Melanie had them watching what all was going on, and it made me think about, like, I think maybe we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It was, like, back when I was, you know, closer to Leon's age, my big thing I remember was watching on the news, you know, 9/11 happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
after that, having, like, you know, America kind of coming together over this external force and whatnot. And then here, like, my kids are watching, like, internal forces and, like, America coming apart and, you know, like,
yeah.
battling each other and stuff. And it's like, well, this is crazy.
Quite different.
Yeah.
Especially after a year of their lives also changing due to
COVID and stuff.
COVID pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just such a weird
crazy.
Time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got home yesterday, Evie showed me a picture she made, and it was like a protest sign.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I guess one of the best things from yesterday with all that was me and Melanie afterwards were watching a lot of the House and the Senate and stuff talking about what happened and what was going on and their thoughts, and a lot of people kind of changed back their thoughts that they had.
Reversed
the
their
yeah,
positions.
Like, heard Mitch McConnell say some things I've never heard him say before, and I was like, what the hell? What? Okay.
Yeah.
So there's definitely been some positions switched
too
around,
late,
which
yeah.
was like crazy. Yeah.
Now they're on recess, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't know. It's
feels like there's work to be done.
Yeah, there definitely is. And it's a matter of, like, I think the thing that we're missing right now is leadership in a few ways, especially governmental-wise, where it's too much finger-pointing and not enough of, like, well, let's take responsibility and then let's push forward and do what we think's best for everyone. A lot of it's a what's best for me kind of outlook, I think, and that's been the problem that we're having up there, you know? Even the video from our president talking about the situation, I didn't feel like took responsibility or anything like it should have,
mm-hmm.
or talked really in any kind of fashion, really. He just kind of talked around it and then said, go home, and said, love you. You know,
I was yeah.
like,
I feel your pain. I love you.
Like, I was like,
it's just like
not really
all of this stuff that we're dealing with. Like, it's all been present for a long time, but because we're so much more connected and so instantaneously connected, it's just everything's hyper advanced, you know? It's like, you know, everybody has the ability to voice their opinions, and while all opinions can be equal, they're not all, you know, correct, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who's to tell you which the correct one is? And, well, then that means that you need to go look for yourself, but for any opinion, there is a million validating opinions out there, you know?
Yeah, you can search for whatever and turn off everything else.
I know. It's like, you know, it makes you think, like, you know, I always felt, at least whenever I went to school, that school just told you the things that you should know and not necessarily prepare you to find out the things you should know. I was also just a bad student, but I feel like now I'm better at learning as I am knowing certain things, you know?
Yeah, like, I wish school took the college approach earlier.
Yeah.
Where it's more about discovering the answers rather than just memorizing the answers.
Memorizing things. Sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And not all colleges are equal either.
Yeah, no. That's true.
Yeah.
No, I agree with a lot of that. And it's just, you know, the methods that were done yesterday were very different than ones we had previously, you know, where, like, when we had protests before, I felt like National Guard was there right away. We had this going on this time, and it was like the National Guard was like, all right, they're coming. Oh, they're not coming. Okay, well, how are they going to come? And then it's like,
yeah.
I was reading a thing talking about how, like, the mayor has no ability to call in National Guards. That's governors. And since it's not a state, D.C. has no governor.
D.C. has no governor.
Yeah.
So it's solely based on, like, the president to call it.
So but it wasn't the president.
It's the most underrepresented city in America.
Which is the crazy thing, because he made sure to call him for, like, previous protests going on last year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, well, what was the difference here? This time they're breaking into the Capitol building. They didn't do that last time. I don't remember that being on the news.
Well, no, because at the start of the protest, there was National Guard, like, posted every 2 feet on the steps of the Capitol.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I don't think it was a Capitol. I think that was actually the Lincoln Memorial.
The memorial?
Yeah, where they were doing, like, one of their bigger protests. But even still, like, that was... That was preemptive. That's a preemptive protection of a memorial, not where they're currently having Congress. You know, like, I feel like it's even a bigger deal to protect Congress and,
well, and
the election and, you know, all that kind of democracy.
When Congress is having such an important vote, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's what makes it different. That, you know, like the other protests throughout the summer and stuff. I mean, you know, a woman was shot in her bed, you know, in her house. You know, like, people were being killed. You know, not going to the Capitol, breaking windows and breaking in. You know, like, people were dying in the streets. And, you know, there's a certain amount of people that are like, enough's enough. But this was to directly oppose the democratic process, you know this was a government, you know, borderline seditious thing that was happening here.
Well, there's a reason,
not just anger.
Yeah, there's a reason why they were talking about, like traitors were tossed around and different things like that, and a coup.
Yeah,
it wasn't because they have been oppressed and, you know, killed in the streets for little to no reason or something, you know, or without due process or you know, any of that. They were just, well, our guy lost the popularity contest. We're mad, you know?
Yeah.
What it turned into.
Sure.
And, I mean, you know, they're breaking into what is essentially the people's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, that stuff happens, it goes to court, and, you know, like, you know, the Trump stuff, like, with Trump and his allegation of mass voter fraud, it's like, well, I feel like you might have had your day in court 40 times.
They have because, a lot to say until they're under perjury.
And guess what? There was fucking nothing revealed in court, you know? And then out of court, like, oh, yeah, we have, what do they call it, the Kraken. We have the Kraken. Once this comes out, everybody will know. Fucking never came out, you know? If there's something there, you need to show it. You need to have your day. A lot of these people that died in the streets don't have their day in court, you know?
There's a thing I read that was, there's a person who's talking about, like, so, I'm trying to think of the whole list. They were like, so the senators can't be trusted. Bill Barr can't be trusted. The local courts can't be trusted. The Supreme Courts can't be trusted. The police can't be trusted. You know, they went through all this list. And like, but Donald Trump, we can trust him. You know, like, so we can't trust all of this for, like, the election fraud kind of stuff and what they're going through, basically. But we can trust him.
That's like Occam's razor.
It's like, well, you can't,
like, which
trust.
Is the more likely of the two?
Yeah.
That we can't trust all of these institutions and systems and checks and balances, or this one man who is known to be a liar.
I'm not even sure if I can give Trump the credit that he's a liar. Like, he might really just believe the conspiracy theories.
It's like I think it's like the narcissistic side of him that's like, well, I can't be wrong. I must be right, and I will push it because he might just believe that he's right. It's not that he's, like, trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. He believes what he believes, and that's just what he goes with, you know? I don't know what else. I don't know what else it could be. Because it comes to a point when, like, all right, guys, I'm lying. I'm sorry. I made it all up. You know,
I mean,
whatever.
But. It could be that. It could also just be that he just knows how to play the game and how, you know, people just like to hear what they believe. They don't like the beliefs challenged. People don't, no one likes to feel wrong.
Sure.
And, you know, when you are wrong, it feels exactly like being right until you find out you're wrong, you know? So, what the fuck are you going to do about that?
I mean,
is he dumb? I don't think so. I think he's incredibly clever and smart. I also just think he just plays a system that is set up for, you know, none of this shit's perfect. We haven't figured this shit out, you know? It's been, what, how many, 200 years, America. It's not much in the grand scheme of things.
No,
really. It really isn't.
So.
I mean, yeah, like, what does a kid do when they're caught in a lie? They make up another lie to cover it up.
Yeah.
And the system is slow enough to where if you can open up enough fronts and tell as many lies as you can,
mm-hmm.
like, people are scrambling to catch up. And he's just done that for so long.
Yeah. But, you know, like... You know, you see some of these supporters, and, you know, I know and love people that are Trump supporters. I have members of my family that are Trump supporters, you know? And I can have a rational conversation with them and not get in an argument, but they're not the ones that are, like, wanting for a Trump dynasty. It's, well, it's going to be Ivanka next, and then Eric next, and, you know, like, I'm like, you want this? Does this sound good to you? Because it sounds like you're trying to install a king, you know?
Yeah.
That can do no wrong. If he defines wrong the way he wants to. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to go super hard into it, but just like, there's a feeling I had yesterday where, you know, I told you guys this, like, sometimes when you grow up and you realize, oh, you know what? My parents didn't know what they were doing all the time, but as a kid, I always thought it. Like, they know exactly what they're doing, but I know now, like, oh, they were just making up as they went along sometimes. Yeah. And I felt that way about society yesterday.
You definitely learn that when you become a parent.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know the hell I'm doing.
But I felt that way about society yesterday.
So.
Like, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. Anyway, it was a sobering time.
It was.
Yes.
It was. Calvin, how's Jedi Fallen Order going?
It's fun.
What difficulty
I like,
are you playing on?
Huh?
What difficulty are you playing on?
Jedi Master. So, like, either, I don't know, I've heard two ways of it. I've heard that it's the hard, and I've heard that it's the normal.
Okay. So there's, like, one beyond it?
There is one beyond it, yeah, which is Jedi Grandmaster, which is, I don't know, there's, like, four levels of difficulty. There's, like, the just for fun, like, it's combat super easy, you get the cutscenes and all that, you get the story, and then there's, like, gentle combat for, like, beginners.
So, yeah, there's story, Jedi Knight, Jedi Master, and Jedi Grandmaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where are you at?
Huh?
Have you gotten farther than when we played it the first time?
Oh, yeah. I got further than when we played it the first time on my first stream. I cannot remember the planet names for the life of me.
That's fine.
So I'm on Kashyyyk right now. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one before playing the game.
You start out on Bracca.
Bracca,
you go to
yeah.
Borgano. Then I think from there, where'd you go? Then you went to Zepho, right? And then to Kashyyyk.
Let's see, I went to Borgano. I went to Zepho.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Kashyyyk. And no, actually, I'm back on Zepho.
Back on Zepho. That's the thing about the game is, like, sometimes when I was playing it the first time, like, I don't want to, I got to make sure I see everything. But I've since played it, like, three times, and now when I do it, I'm like, I'll be back. Because you end up going back to places.
Yeah. That is one thing about, like, the maps and stuff. There are a lot of puzzles, which I like.
Yeah.
But the one thing I don't like about, like, this kind of map style is that, like, I have to pass things and not do them because I don't have the ability to get there yet.
Sure.
And
it's very Zelda in that regard.
It is.
Metroid,
yeah.
Like, I don't like leaving things undone. Like, mm-hmm. when I go through an area, I'm always the person in, like, Fallout and stuff like that.
Sure.
I will carry every little bit of scrap and armor and weapon and everything back to back to my home, mm-hmm. over-encumbered, and I will walk for 2 hours.
Sure.
In real life, over-encumbered, so I don't have to walk back there and go through those hallways and pick up that scrap again.
Yeah.
So having to do this, like, okay, I got to go here. Okay, I've learned this new technique. Now I can go back here through this one door that I couldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating to me, but I'm enjoying the story enough to where it's not such a big deal.
Yeah. Like I said, I played a couple of times. I watched a little bit of your stream. And yeah, you've encountered bugs that I just have not encountered ever. And then a couple of drop frame issues, which I had a couple drop frame issues like when a cutscene would start. But I saw yours. You had like, you just had some drop.
Really
I don't know what
bad.
Was going on with it, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I mean, we got a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
You know, it should be okay. But
that's what
I never
played on the first
anything
time,
like what
right?
you were seeing.
Well, it's the same thing. I guess it's a little different because Aaron played it in virtual reality, but it sounded like we had a much different experience for Resident Evil 7 as well on that same PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fallen Order does have a new game plus. I'm just playing the regular new game.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want all the added stuff that Eric got
on
his playthrough.
All it would give you, I think, you don't get your powers. I think
you don't
only
get the powers.
Get, like,
I
cosmetics.
Think you get the cosmetics and you get training in meditation.
Okay.
So it makes my feelings on New Game Plus of like if it's a good idea or not, because like I feel like your first experience, like most games, your first experience is probably going to be your only experience with it, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Like that should probably be the best experience.
Where it's some like games, the most. It's the one that changes your perspective on the game the most, right? Like you can't make a second first impression.
Well, not necessarily. Like, there are certain games that your new game plus is definitely going to be your best playthrough of it. Like Devil May Cry 5 and 3 and probably most of them.
Some games can do things where, like, when you get to the new game plus, it opens up or changes something different. It's like a different experience almost, you know?
Yeah. And, like, that's the experience that the developer wanted you to have, but they have to, like, get you trained through it, through, like, the first playthrough. So I wonder if Jedi Fallen Order is like that, or if like the first experience is going to be your best experience with it.
I imagine it's the first experience of the best. I mean, like I said, I've done it a couple of times, and all that was better for me the second and third time was that I didn't have the added stress or need to entertain while streaming, so I could spend time and actually get good at the
get
game.
Good. Yeah. Now you got good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm. Yeah, it's the same way with Breath of the Wild or some of the other games that I've played. But Assassin's Creed, like, playing it on stream, there's just, I don't know. It's probably just me and the fact that I don't play a lot of games where I just kind of had this, like, mental block of, like, not being able to pick up a mechanic, so I kind of skip over it sometimes.
Hmm.
I don't want to waste time being like, okay, so I missed this. I don't want people seeing me as an idiot by trying to figure it out again, so I just will ignore it. Like, I've done that before. And then when I play it at home and I don't have that added level, I just pick it up and I'm able to be better, but with Valhalla, I'm able to do that and then come back in and I'm much better now when I'm playing, you know? I didn't have that with Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Just look like a fool, Eric. People love it.
That's fine.
That's
I
do.
I don't have a problem with
all
it.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's why people come and watch me.
But motherfucker, you got luck on, Calvin.
I hate that mechanic.
It's the best mechanic. Z-targeting and Ocarina of Time changed games.
I believe that it changed games.
You'll play so much better if you learn to play with it.
The thing about it is, I think I'm spoiled by playing like one of the best action fighting games ever.
Sure.
By playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Sure.
And like,
you didn't lock on then either.
No, but you didn't need to. Like the combat, the combat was so good.
Yeah.
And I got spoiled by it. I think it's part of my problem. I got spoiled by it and I got used to it. And now, like, it's a more technical style that I need to get accustomed to.
Yeah.
You should we should have Eric play Ghost of Tsushima while you're playing Fallen Order.
Yeah.
I guess the comparison.
I want to, honestly.
That's on my list too.
Yeah.
I have played Sekiro.
Tell you what, man, though, again, the best combat kind of I've ever done my entire life in a game is God of War, and it locked on. So
Devil May Cry locked on too.
Yeah. You can like lock on. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sure.
Eric, I will say, I'm pretty sure you used lock on the last boss. That took you a while.
Oh, no, it did. I mean, I was playing Jedi Master difficulty then as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, that's like, you know, I feel like, man, I'm really fucking up. And then you have, at that point, I had like 1,200 people watching. Man, I'm fucking up in front of 1,200 people. And I get fucked up. I fuck up more, you know? But I remember playing it my second time at home and be like, all right, here's the final boss. I'm ready. And I beat it first try. You know, I'm like, oh. I'm just better now,
I guess.
Did
you play it on the same or the harder difficulty?
Harder. I played on the Grandmaster on that one. But yeah, I also,
I
know,
like my, if I played through Dark Souls 1 again, I'd be better and understand more. Oh, and not do the stupid mistakes that I did the first time, having not understand what's going on. Where people would look at me like, Aaron, what the hell are you doing? That's not how you do this, boss. I'm like, I don't know what I do. Like, I'm figuring it out. I'm learning.
Like, those are very different, different but equally fun playthroughs, I feel like, is Dark Souls. Where, like, the first one, especially if it's your first Souls game ever, like, there's just something so special about that and the frustration that you're trying to deal with. But then, like, the second one, where you do kind of know what you're doing, is just, like, the stark difference is so clear.
Sure. In terms of, like, a new game plus, I always loved Ocarina of Time Master Quests that came whenever you pre-ordered Zelda Wind Waker. You got this GameCube disc that gave you Master Quests, and it just changed all the dungeons and like enemy types and stuff. So, just, you know, same story, different game, you know? Same locations, but different ways to get through them.
Yeah, the really first Zelda did that too with its second quest.
It did, yeah. And then it's also different whenever you... Because I played Twilight Princess first on GameCube, and then I played it again on the Wii, and that was different because they mirrored the game.
Yeah.
Because Link is left-handed, but most people are right-handed. And whenever you went to the Wii, you suddenly had motion control. So most people to be able to use their right hand and have it match, you know? But the game wasn't built for that, so they just flipped everything.
That's why Skyward Sword was made as a right-handed Link. Did they flip everything, or they just flipped Link?
No, in Twilight Princess, the entire world is flipped.
That's weird.
So, like, what if the castle was west, it is now east, you know? That's what it's like. And it really felt like it doesn't look the same. It almost feels like a different game, but it's not, because it's the same.
That's weird. It's the upside down.
I wonder if there's a reason they did that instead of just swapping, like,
I think just the limitations. They just had no idea they were going to do that, because Twilight Princess got, you know, it was going to be way earlier in its release, and it got pushed back to, oh, we'll also release this on the Wii. It's like, yeah, so... People want this kind of motion control, you know, being able to fight with a sword thing, so make it happen. They're like, well, we can't, just because of the way that the game is programmed.
Yeah,
but we can mirror it.
As long as there isn't any, like, readable text in the game, like, mirroring it would be easier than animating it in his other hand.
There's not, because everything's in Highland.
Yeah.
So it's a different font. So the text that shows up is the same, but obviously not in-game stuff. So, I mean, I remember playing that again and being like, I have no idea where to go. I don't even, like, I would, like, go the wrong direction, you know? Very disorienting, but also kind of fun. It made for a unique experience.
Yeah, I'll be, and if you've missed the Squadrons playthrough or the Fallen Order playthroughs or anything, too, we do have our Twitch archives over on YouTube as well.
Yep.
So if you don't like watching things here as VODs on Twitch, you can check that out. It's linked in our channels thing on our YouTube channel as well. So you can check that out as well.
There is going to be highlights for Calvin's Fallen Order gameplay. The first one was late. It's probably going to go up tonight. And then the next one will go up when, you know, the morning Calvin plays. But
Tuesday morning.
There'll just be small highlights, and then there'll be a link in there as well to the Twitch channel or the Twitch archive that has them as well.
Playthrough.
Yeah. I'm looking at going on. I had a tweet that I did, and I'm looking at doing a Pokemon challenge run. I was kind of doing it originally as like my like birthday present to me. I had my birthday coming up, and I was going to be streaming on it. So I'm like, you know what? I want to do a Pokemon challenge run of some sort. Since then, though, I've also found out that there's a Pokemon 25th anniversary is coming up here in February. So rather than rushing through, a lot of people asked for some kind of Nuzlocke, so I think I'm going to do some kind of Nuzlocke run.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what generation I want to run through.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be starting that on Monday.
Cool.
So it'd be interesting. And I guess that's a new game plus.
Sure, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know. I would say, you know what, best new game plus was Gold and Silver.
When you just got to replay.
Yeah, well, you beat it, and then you just go to the region you played in the first generation, and you play through all that. Like, that was great.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I'm excited to try to do a... I've never actually done a Nuzlocke. The closest I really came to doing one was Calvin and I attempted, like, it's two-player versus Nuzlocke.
Mm-hmm. Like, Fire Red versus Leaf Green.
Yeah, it was like Fire Red, Leaf Green, and it was... I don't know how long ago that was. We were...
That was...
It was a long time ago.
That was like 2017, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
It's been a while. I think there's a little bit of that on the channel somewhere. I think some highlights here on Twitch, too, of that. But I think it's the closest I really came to doing, like, a Nuzlocke run. And it was fun, but I've never actually completed one, so...
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever played, like, an actual Pokemon game, other than, like, Pokemon Go. And I think it's the last time I've ever played a Pokemon game other than, like, Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I wonder what's been going on with Twitch. It seems like since the beginning of the year we've been having, or Twitch itself has just been having some problems.
There's been some issues,
They're probably sharing servers with Patreon.
there's been issues happening with Twitch, poll stuff.
You know, you were live with Cyberpunk last weekend, but...
Chat went down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was like, you know, maybe no one's here, and they all just left. That's entirely possible as well. Because no one was chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if you're here, start chatting in Discord.
You just went to, like, live
and one said anything.
Yep.
No, like, if I click the manage poll button, it says, hang in there, we're loading your activity, and it just loads and then closes, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, something's wrong. So.
People were looking back at our old stuff, and I was like, you need a time machine to view this.
Yeah.
It's just my hope is that they're retooling things to help with copyright issues, and that's why.
I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, part of my decision may go into what game I want to do for Nuzlocke, but it may also go into what games I have that I'm willing to also reset to do a Nuzlocke challenge.
Because you would have to reset.
Well, you could just get a new cartridge, right?
I could. They cost a bit.
Yeah.
Some of them, like some Pokemon games, don't drop at all. Like, they started at like $50 when they came out, and they're still like $50, sometimes $60, something like that. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll see what I want to do. I could always... I've heard of people doing, like, emulators.
Yeah.
I think that's how we actually did Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was just easier to link online.
Because we also had, like, also the team viewer thing to where we could do the battles and stuff.
So, like, it was easier to do that and link up and everything. So, but with this one, I might do it on the DS, and then I just got to figure out which gen I want to do. I think I have an extra X or Y that I might be able to reset and maybe do that way, but I will see.
I think I have an unplayed version of either Black or White. Maybe both.
Yeah. I had bought in a Black or White, or Black and White version 2, maybe. And I sped run through that. I'd never played it before. And all I wanted to do was transfer my Heart Gold Pokemon over into Sword and Shield. But you had to clear Pokemon Black and White version 2 to unlock a special mini game that you then could... put your Pokemon into, and then transfer it into the DS, to then transfer it into the bank, to then transfer it into Sword and Shield, or into Home, to then transfer it into Sword and Shield. It was a long thing, but...
So I just wanted to make sure that people...
So I'm like, I just want to beat this game and get to this. So I watched, like, a speed run on, like, Black and White version 2, and basically did what they did. I'm just, like, watching it and going through. Like, what took them 2 hours probably took me, like, I don't know, 8 hours of play.
Sure.
But
how long would it take me just to beat it normally? Yeah. So I'm going through, like, do this, hurry up, finish this, and this Excadrill's so good. And
like, yeah, somebody said that Heart Gold is, like, selling for $100 right now.
Yeah, Heart Gold, Soul Silver are big ones.
That's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of people love those, the Gen 2s. I would make a poll, but it doesn't work right now, so...
Sorry, yeah, guys. Some people were saying that, well, I can watch you guys, but you're super tiny.
Yeah, it went down for me a little bit ago, too.
Yeah.
Perhaps we shouldn't announce things.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Wait till tomorrow?
Maybe we should wait till tomorrow.
People might not be able to see it.
There might be some bugs, and people might miss it.
Well, also, I can't show them anything to do with it either, because my laptop broke.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I'll have to show them on my phone. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. Let me do a test here. Like, what's this going to look
like? But it's been so weird that Twitch has been having all these issues.
It's not too terrible, Rick.
I just need to fix the focus.
It's a crazy-looking thing there, Rick.
I mean, it's not like they're like, well, I couldn't see it. Now I can't figure it out. So.
Yeah.
You got the gist.
Too, though, I want to show.
Yeah, I get you. What was it the other day? Rick was like, "Yeah, I think this laptop's fine, and it's like not closing, and the hinge is off, and
well, the screen's breaking.
The screen's
apart.
Breaking. Yeah, it's okay."
Today Rick, he's like, "Damn, this HDMI port's not working." I'm like, "Rick, I told you to get a new laptop.
I get a new laptop.
I thought it was fine."
Yeah, I can show them.
Just don't crumble it to dust as you do.
You pick it up, it falls into pieces. Like, look
I
at
hope,
this.
I hope it does.
Like how Rick and I are showing our precious
you
broken
can,
things.
Yeah,
today.
There you go. Pull it apart a little bit, Rick.
Like, that's terrible.
Show him it.
Like, I can't close it. I'm just too afraid.
It's terrible.
Too afraid to close
terrible.
It.
Terrible. No, we need to... I don't know how. We were like, let's get some new equipment for you. And you're like, hey, this is okay.
I can see inside of it.
There's light from coming here. Out the side.
it was fine. Now that the HDMI thing's broken, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Like, I didn't need to close it.
So. I didn't need a screen.
But I do need the output from it.
I don't need a keyboard.
Put
well,
in rice.
Yeah. Well, the one thing we do have, though, is if anybody, if there is anybody having any kind of problems or anything, we do upload the podcast to YouTube on Friday night, so that'll always be there. I believe, Rick, you are recording, right?
No.
Rick's not recording. Never mind. We're all fucked now. How are you?
Damn it.
It ran out of space.
Damn it!
I thought I saw the recording button. But it's just the streaming one.
It was, but it ran out of space.
Oh, hey. Dear. We'll figure it out.
Well, there might be a podcast on tomorrow.
You never know. Maybe.
It might have to be. It might miss the middle. It just cuts the ends. But yeah, no. So, I'll probably be streaming Monday. I'll go through my February thing a little bit, see how long it takes me. But with Pokemon 25th anniversary, there might be some cool things they announce and stuff that's going to be coming. I think in the 20th anniversary, you know, 5 years ago, they did like special mythic giveaways and announced like new games that were coming out. And
yeah.
All kinds of cool stuff. Was that when they announced Pokemon Go or released Pokemon Go? How long has that been out? When was Pokemon Go released?
Remember it released
4 years?
And like, didn't it like land like a lead balloon at first, and then something changed and it became huge?
No, as soon as it released, it was huge.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
I was at the beach
the day it
released, and I was at the beach the day it released, and then that night, I hear a lot of people screaming outside, and I look out on the balcony, and there's people running into the ocean, trying to catch something. Like a Gyarados or something. Rick, I got atop the great beast.
Yeah.
Reached down and pulled out.
A baby carrot? What was that?
A golf ball.
A golf ball? Baby carrot. That a Lucifer
reference?
People were
chasing each other or chasing Pokemon into the water.
Chasing each other?
Other too, but like I remember people like running into the water to catch Pokemon.
Like what
remember
time when, was it?
Oh, this was like it was dark. It was late. It was like 10
p.m.
Yeah.
Like they were running into the water at night.
So remember, it was like a horror movie.
Kinda.
Remember when people were fighting each other because they didn't realize that multiple people can catch a Pokemon?
Yeah.
That was really early on.
You can watch videos online of, like, New York City, like, during the first, like, week.
Yeah.
And it's, like, people, you know, mobs running around, you know? It was pretty unprecedented.
Yeah.
And the game's so much better now.
Yeah, you have, so like, battling and stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, I certainly don't play as much as I used to, but I still, like, will every once in a while play, like, a minute or two a day.
Uh-huh.
They added more levels. Like you could do level 40, but now you can get to 50.
Jeez.
Should I read off bits and donations? That's something we should do while we buy time?
Sure, let's read off that stuff and see what people had to say. Maybe we'll talk about a few things.
Hilding, 200 bits. First weekly loving of the year.
Aww,
thank you, Hilding.
Thank you, and we saw it.
Morlan, resubscribed for 20 months. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Max Man, 13 months.
Max Man.
Reverie code, 2 months. Fear does not exist in this dojo.
There's There's a picture, and then someone posts another picture of us, and someone's like, hey, look, Calvin's picking his nose.
He's getting nose hair.
Yes. I'm okay with that.
Bay Vizon, 8 months. Thank you guys for being awesome. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a happy New Year.
We did
as well.
Thank you, despite you might not be able to watch.
That guy, J Rod, resubscribed for 7 months. Sup.
Sup, J Rod.
Sup.
The sky.
Moralon, 1,000 bits.
Thank you, Moralon.
Yes, Moralon.
Very generous.
Twitcher 95 resubscribed for 24 months.
Thank you.
Night Owl Lenny, 29 months.
Thank you, Lenny.
Thank you.
Ravenous resubscribed for 42 months. This is like being a blind wave toddler at this point. 42 months, longer than I've been committed to about anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
This person is, it's online and it's offline. So they're live and they can see the top half of the stream, but then the rest is a ghost and they're like, ah, it's gone.
They can't see me or Calvin.
Fuck! We're dead, Eric.
It's so funny.
Tintin Who, 18 months. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tintin.
Thank you, Tintin.
Thank you, Tintin.
Flash Arrow, 3 months. Happy birthday for Nick Cage.
Oh.
It's Nick Cage's birthday?
I guess.
Whoa, man.
I saw. Did you guys see the... You guys see stuff from yesterday where like it was all a ruse so that you could steal the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, this man was photographed. One picture was so leaving. Good. Someone has like a picture of like him in the very background just holding it like...
Yeah, like trying to sneak out and stuff.
So
it was so funny.
Eric, what happened to the people on the beach?
They died.
Yep. They did.
There you go.
Bits. Eric's tweet yesterday was golden.
Oh, thank you.
LKG resubscribed for 22 months.
LKG, thank you.
Crashing Coyote, 9 months. Cobra Kai fun fact. The technique Daniel soon learns is based off of the same technique Ty Lee uses in Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
Holding Land, resubscribe for 4 months.
Thank you, Land.
I shall call you Land. Bell Revan, 37 months. 37 months, believe it! When will Eric play Mass Effect?
Probably when the remaster happens.
Yes. Yes, Eric. On my wavelength.
Calvin, you are shaking me. Someone said, why is Aaron shaking? And I was looking, I'm like, why am I shaking? And I'm like, and I traced it back to your leg just... doing this.
I bounce. I told you I bounce, and you said it's okay if I bounce. Now you're taking back your permission.
Bounce.
Jesus.
Al Hussein.
Damn it, Calvin.
250 bits. I know it's a crazy week, but the High Republic started, so that's nice at least.
Thank you, Al.
I got my order in.
92 Chris Z, 16 months.
Thank you, Chris. Very generous.
Ecom, subscribe for the first time.
Thank you, Ecom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Black Mac Labs, resubscribe for 5 months.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Noobs Rock, 5 months. Blind Wave!
5 months!
Hope you guys have a great 2021.
Yes. Thank you. You as well.
Thanks very much.
Yes, that was what I was going to say.
Crimson, 15 months. Hey, what's up, guys? I can't believe I've been subbed to you for 15 months, and I'm on a 3-month streak. And ooh. Can I get a happy birthday? My birthday is on the 12th. And pray for my aunt. She might have COVID.
Oh, happy birthday.
And sorry.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Your aunt.
Brandon Telford, 7 months. Hope everyone is well.
Thank you, Brandon.
T. Funderman, 10 months.
Thank you.
Thank you, Funderman.
Funderman.
Unhooked Gecko, resubscribe for 4 months. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Tetsuo, 19 months.
Thank you, Tetsuo.
We should just switch to a Smash stream.
Stig,
that's what we should have been doing.
OVE, 6 months.
Thank you,
OVE.
Mini Swabby, 8 months. Guys, Fate Zero aired a few years before Unlimited Blade Works, so the show assumes that you know who Saber is already.
Sure. But you could also watch it in a different order than when it aired, just like Star Wars.
You can also play the visual novels.
You could do that too.
And we were being told that we should do in that order as well.
we were told that you should do Unlimited before Zero, and then we were told you should do Zero before Unlimited, and no one knew what to do.
We chose this way. This is the way that we've seen it, and we discussed like how that might change your understanding of the episodes in the discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Because making an executive decision to
redo the will of the people is ridiculous. Ian93, subscribe for 36 months. Woof. Made stream for the second time in a while. Get to watch during lunch at work. So strange to think I've been subbed to your Twitch for 3 years. Came in during season 3 of The Flash during the musical episode. It's been awesome seeing you guys grow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Running home to you.
3 years.
Lucky Lewis, 16 months.
Lucky Lewis!
What? One of my options on this poll was that they could only see stream and chat. Zero people voted in that option.
That makes sense. How many people voted?
38 people.
I don't know how many people are watching because I can't. But I can't.
33 people
more.
Said that they can see stream, chat, and the poll. Mm. 4 people said they can see stream. 1 person said they can see chat.
Wait. Okay. Gotcha.
No one said that they could see the poll. Like, only the poll.
Yes. Twitch is claiming that there's 385 people watching us right now.
And then no one said that they could only see stream and chat and not the poll.
I don't believe it.
ZD resubscribed for 23 months.
Thank you,
ZD.
And minus 0, 4 months. It's been 4 months. You know what that means.
4 months! What's it mean?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's first quarter. Message.
What does 4 months mean?
I have a feeling Twitch might have deleted the rest of it.
Oh, Twitch, you capricious. There are some irregularities in that poll, Aaron.
All right, so should we go over the hint?
Do we think it's stable enough, or should we wait until tomorrow when we...
I don't know.
...could give it a better chance of being stable? I'm not just picking my nose. There's a hair coming from my mustache going up my nose and tickling it.
And touching a hair inside your nose?
Yeah. So I'm trying to get that hair and the hair that it's touching and remove them both from the equation.
Both.
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 You want to see my pick my nose?
Nope.
All right, well, this is the hint. So you guys can solve that.
Yeah, so solve that, and then you'll know.
All right, see you later.
See you tomorrow.
I had a hint for this one, and I had to walk it back a few steps.
Hmm.
So this hint is really a training exercise for a future hint.
This was a proof of concept to see if you guys could figure this out.
Yeah, so this one took him about 11 or 12 hours, I think.
Yeah.
In order to figure it out.
To figure it out, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a bunch of symbols. There's a bucket in the upper left, which is pretty important. But basically, it's just a random substitution cipher.
Uh-huh.
So each of these symbols stands for a letter.
Okay.
An English letter. There was a lot of fun holes that went down into, like, the German alphabet. And
very nice.
Like, some Gaelic alphabets and stuff.
Mm.
So, what makes it difficult, being a substitution cipher, they're harder than, like, a Caesar cipher or something that has a pattern, is I didn't break them up into words. So, like, when you're cracking a cipher, you want to go through some of the most common words, right? So, things like the.
And try to crack those and find a pattern.
Things like that. And then also, like, looking at the letter frequency table and things
Where's
like that.
Where's the letter E? I guess it's used a lot, right?
Yeah. So I tried to make a message that largely followed with the letter frequency table. So E is going to be represented the most in this. And it, you know, there's a lot of E symbols. There's like 9 of them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also a couple of the's in there to give people. But not only are the letters not together, you also read the message from top to bottom.
Okay.
So that's the last little element of the trick. And so I think I have some fun pictures here. I just took some, like, screenshots of some Discord comments as they were working it out. Some of my favorites. What do you think the bucket is for? My tears.
It's what we use to fill that pool, Rick.
And then
I'm no closer to solving it, but I made a person in a silly hat. So they tried to take the symbols and like make a picture out of it.
What?
Okay. Okay.
At a certain point, people just become insane.
That's always the best part of
hysteria.
I quite like this one. They had time to do the Photoshop.
Oh, gotcha.
Ah, nice. Yes. The Grinch.
All right, here's the thing. What if it actually isn't a bucket? And then people calling them a heretic and casting them out.
Oh, yeah, that's the best when the internet divides into tribes and creates gods.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Creates gods?
Yep.
What kind of gods?
So let me find the...
So like Lord Helix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lord Helix.
So you can decode like the message.
Spiral power?
Or you just could have looked in the bucket. Because
yeah, if the bucket. People didn't know this. The bucket was the key, and you just go inside the bucket.
Yeah. Inside the bucket. We have a sword.
Man, that.
Because Berserk I won can't the poll!
Oh, that illusion gosh. Was so well done, Rick.
It was so good.
You need to get a 420 can to be able to fit all of that in one shot.
You can see it in Eric's camera.
You can.
It would have been worth cutting out the bottom of the bucket.
I don't know if it fit.
We would have made it fit.
The winner is Berserk. After
years.
53 consecutive losses on polls, it's finally
it's
won.
It's at least been since the Death Note poll, because we made a poll that was all Berserk.
All Berserk.
And it still didn't win.
Yep.
Somehow.
It didn't. No one voted.
Rick is standing straight up.
Yeah.
His standing desk is all the way up, and that's how big that sword is. So, tomorrow... It's bigger than my Thomas Hale barge.
It is bigger.
So that means that tomorrow, Berserk will be coming on YouTube and Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And no, 53 is not a real number. It's been at least fit 10.
You'll see it up on YouTube tomorrow, right?
Yep.
And then also you'll be getting the early access stuff.
It's been on nearly every single anime poll.
So, the first
Gun,
reaction
right?
will be on YouTube, and that will be episode 2.
Yeah.
If that sounds confusing, blame Rick.
So
yeah,
that's what we're doing. That's how we're following it. And finale of Gurren Lagann should be up tomorrow as well.
Yes, it will. And that Patreon. Is a trip
what a
as
day
well.
Tomorrow.
Of
what
course
a day.
It's Berserk 97. Who are you
what
kidding?
What a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like anyone who has a show that they're like, my show's never going to win.
Yeah.
This is proof. You just need to believe.
You got
to
believe it.
Yeah, and be in charge of
someday.
Putting shows on polls.
that too.
Hey, like, if anyone watching the stream, I have way more influence, and I still couldn't make it happen.
I know, I know. Yep.
The will of the people.
The will of the people.
Yep.
The will of the people.
Yep. Well, I'm excited for you, but I'm also excited for me because, as we said, there's up to five episodes available. That means that we've watched 5 episodes, and we got to a point where I was like, holy shit, all right, I'm in. So
yeah.
I'm excited to continue watching it, but it's been fun so far.
Very, very fun.
And I feel like we only just scratched the surface.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
If only there wasn't a pandemic, I'd show off my Berserk tattoo. I would have gotten when it won.
You would have gotten?
But yeah, Rick, I mean, you know, it seems pretty unbelievable that it won. In fact, I might even say impossible. And that it shouldn't have won, and that we need to recount.
We should stop the poll.
Dead
the
people.
Now
have
these
voted
votes have been certified.
We haven't certified it yet.
Put this. So
I have nowhere to put this.
The thing about Berserk is it's been torturous because it's been closed for a while.
Yeah.
And it always gets what I call the sympathy vote.
Yeah.
It always gets like a bunch of third place.
A bunch of third place. Yeah.
This time it did well. Across the board.
Across the board, yep.
So, finally was able to pull it out. Ah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go watch Berserk right now.
But yeah, so Berserk tomorrow. And yeah, like we said, the Gurren Lagann finale is also going up too. And if you haven't seen it, my God, you get to go just watch it now. You know, because that was a trip as well. Berserk has some mighty shoes to fill. Right?
Yeah, Gurren Lagann was a fun show.
Yeah,
Gurren Lagann was great.
Yes.
Episode yes. 6. The hell? Episode 4 was something.
Filled more
episode
than
6
shoes.
Was something else.
Yeah, I'm excited to take the journey with you. Hopefully you still talk to me afterwards.
See.
Nice.
Votes are still coming in by mail.
We had someone give some subs, like 5 subs earlier, but I lost her name.
It was Dictity.
And I can't, because Chad is broken.
Dictity gave some 1,000 bits.
Oh, yep. Thank you, Dictity. I think it was Dictity.
Dictity also gave 5 subs.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Thank you.
Jancy, 100 bits, testing the app. I think everyone needs to test the app.
Thank you, Jancy.
I also say real quick, too, because a lot of people are talking about different shows and their show not winning and whatnot, too. Usually, every year, we also do a big like poll show and stuff, too. So make sure that you guys are following and watching for that stuff, because we'll announce whenever that's going to be happening, because we use all the big poll nominations to help decide what to put on the little polls.
Yeah, so make sure you subscribe on YouTube so you see those announcement videos. Our Twitter, too. Those will be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be patrons will do the nominations, and then YouTube is going to...
Everybody.
Yeah.
Just everybody gets to vote and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that way we get a voice from everyone on what is of interest by everybody. So make sure you guys watch for all that. But yeah, patrons do the nominations. So as long as you're a patron, you'll get to nominate a thing, not all the things. And I'm so curious on how the hell this poll went through. I ran a poll earlier. I was like, all right, guys, so if Aaron played a Pokemon game, which gen would you want him to do? And I had like gen 1 or 2, gen 2, 3 or 4, gen 5 or 6, gen 7 or 8. 3 or 4 won. But then I was like, all right, let's narrow this down. And then 1 and 2 was the next ones. Gen 1 now beat all the others, but gen 1 and 2 didn't beat gen 3 and 4, so I'm so confused.
It's been a confusing week, Aaron. Not only day, but week.
I don't understand. But Gen 1 or Gen 3? I'm like, I don't know. Gen 2's really bad. Gen 2 might be my favorite.
Gen 2's the best.
The bad one.
Gen
the
2
best,
might be my favorite.
Yep. I stopped at the peak, baby. That's probably better for the carpet, if I put it that way.
Well, it's been a weird day. It's been a weird week.
It's been a weird stream.
It's only been a week of 2021. Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that, what's that Men in Black quote where it's like, you know, yesterday, you know, or 100 years ago, people knew this. Last week, you knew this. Yesterday, you knew humans were alone on the planet Earth. Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I can't remember what the
exact
quote
is. That was the idea, though, right? No.
Like, imagine what we'll be like, man, this is the worst next week.
Well, there's that idea already going around where it's like, can I unsubscribe from 2021? The 7-day trial hasn't worked out for me. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
I get you. It's hard to tell what's going to be happening next.
All right. Well, we should end sooner. Rick might kill himself because this is not a
Have we gone through the whole feed? Have we thanked everybody?
I think I got everyone. I think there's some exercises, though.
Oh, damn.
There's one question I had for you guys.
Okay.
Like, Berserk is my favorite thing.
Yes.
My favorite manga, it's my favorite anime.
Okay, never mind. I thought it was a different question, so I should probably put these back on.
But it's also not something I would recommend to everyone. Uh-huh. Like, do you guys have something like that?
Something that I love that it's not for everyone?
Redheads.
It's not for everyone.
What's a not for everyone kind of thing? I mean, there's lots of things can be like that.
Something that's like an acquired taste.
Like anything could be like, oh man, someone loves this, but it doesn't mean it's for everyone, right?
Sure.
I mean, I could even probably say that about Pokemon. Like Pokemon, I love Pokemon, but it's probably not for everyone. Not everyone's going to enjoy Pokemon, but I think it's great.
True, but Rick, are you saying like,
well, like
someone, you might tell them, you should go check this out, and then they judge you because you like this?
No, more like if someone comes to me and asks me like, you know, I want to get into anime, where should I start?
Yeah.
What should I watch? I'm not going to say Berserk.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's not the one that you want to start
no,
with.
No, I'm going to say like Fullmetal Alchemist, Death Note, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online.
No.
I'm not gonna say that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's. You know what? I think the reason that people don't like Sword Online is the reason it should be someone's first anime.
Really?
Because a lot of the issues I hear with Sword Online, that is why people don't like it, is that it's too generic and too, like, this guy has no identity, so you can place yourself as him too easily, kind of thing. Whereas a lot of other anime, that's not necessarily the case. They're very different and identifiable as a person.
Sure.
I think that might be a good way of getting someone into an anime where, like, they identify as that and they connect easier, and it's, like, their link into an anime.
Maybe, but, like, I also don't want to get them into...
Bad something. Anime. I don't get them into bad anime, Aaron.
I don't want to get them into something that, like, they're not going to enjoy and then judge the whole genre over it, you know?
Sure, I guess so. But, like, I just know, like, I didn't really watch any anime, and the first one that I really watched and enjoyed was Sword Art Online. And I was like, this is fun. I like this concept. It's a fun idea. But maybe it's also because of the gaming side of things that I was like, this is neat being stuck in a game and stuff. So
for me, it just opened the door to, like, oh, these are stories that would be difficult to tell in live action, and I enjoy it in this format. I want to see more stories in formats that would be difficult to tell in live action.
I mean, I guess, too, like, I can agree, though, that, like, my favorite thing of SAO is, like, the first half of the first season.
Yeah.
And then things changed up, and it was like, well, why'd they do this? You know? So I get some stuff for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, now, Gurren Lagann might be on that list. Like, things I recommend first.
Yeah, Gurren Lagann is definitely...
I could see that.
You have to be familiar with, like, anime tropes to understand everything.
That's true.
I would say probably all around Full Metal Alchemist.
Like, Code Geass might not be the anime that I'm like, hey, you want to get into anime, watch Code Geass.
Yeah.
Eric, would you recommend Code Geass?
If I watch Code Geass first, I might not be super excited to get into more anime.
It's very anime. It's an anime.
It's a very
anime
anime.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the thing about it.
I mean, for Eric and I, it was Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Which is what introduced us to
absolutely
anime. And, like, I would say that's a great starting point because it got me an anime. I love anime.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has its flaws.
Oh, yeah. It has insane flaws. As does pretty much, I mean, anything you can find flaws. But it's just like, especially if you're wanting to, you know, express and share part of yourself with other people through the things that you watch, you want to have a good, solid recommendation that they'd come back and be like, yeah, you know what? That was really cool. And then you can make a connection. Mm. But sometimes there's like, well, don't do that on this one. Let's do that on something else and then work our way there.
Yeah.
So I get what you mean. Nothing really comes to mind really right now.
And like, recommending something shorter first might be better too, like a lower commitment.
Which,
like Full Metal is a little longer.
It is.
Yeah.
Sword Art, when I started watching it, was one season.
Yeah.
I feel like for anime, one of the best ones to start with is Death Note.
Maybe.
Because it's so different. Like, it feels like it could just be a movie, like a
Steins
thriller,
Gate.
You know?
Yeah.
Steins Gate's really good, too.
Steins Gate might be a good one, because I feel like it kind of fits in there, and it's not as...
Well,
there's some crazy stuff in the one. You know?
I feel like those and Bebop can appeal to people who like anime and who don't like anime. You know? Like, you might like Death Note, and... But that's the only anime that you like, you know? I don't know.
Like, it's a good middle ground?
You know what?
Thing.
To answer your one question originally, though, Rick, maybe cooking. Like, I think that might be a thing where, like I enjoy cooking, and I know, like, other people that like cooking, but it's not necessarily for everyone. Not
talking
everyone...
the actual skill of cooking.
Yeah, like, just cooking, you know? Like, you're talking about, like, something that you like or something that you enjoy that may not be for everyone. Maybe cooking might be one. Like, I always have fun, like, trying to do new things, and then when you make it, you're like, oh, I made this, because I can't draw, you know, that's not, I don't have art on my side, but I have like, that kind
I guess,
of thing.
Then.
Shooting.
Yeah, it's something I love, but it's definitely not for everyone.
Sure, no, for sure, I get that, but I don't know, that was one of the other things that kind of came to mind, was maybe something like that could be, you know, like, doing art, you know, drawing, some people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, probably not for me, it might not be
for
you.
He would recommend drawing to somebody,
like,
it's not for me.
I mean, I would say like anything. I mean, there's certain people that are just like more, I guess, like have a natural talent, but like anything, like you can just teach yourself, you know? Like, I don't know if I have a natural talent for cooking, but I've taught myself how to cook.
No, sorry. I just think it's so funny. We're staring at each other through this.
It's really strange.
1 centimeter crack,
they don't know
and
what
I can just
about.
See his eyes.
I hate it.
You can look over here.
No, we need, like, mirrors. So we can look up and see.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Is those?
Yeah, but then you can see my lap.
You'd have to do it, like, here angled and then there angled so that I just look up and see Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It would be creepy because we would be looking at each other upside down as well.
Not through it would be like, two mirrors, right? Wouldn't two mirrors reflect it upside down properly?
I'm just thinking about one big giant mirror.
Maybe not.
We'd also just
they do that shit in microscopes and telescopes or
yeah, but they
whatever.
Have prisms and lenses yeah, to invert the image.
We need to get one of them.
How about we just use cameras?
We could do that too. You could just look over here at this.
All right, I got squats for Lord Bucket. Eric has push-ups from Cleveland Steamroller. And we got a couple more to read here. What?
When I'm told to do Cleveland Steamroller, I do.
All right. I'm sorry, Rick, what? Do I need to read stuff? Is that what you want me to do?
You, Eric.
Well, there's only a couple. I left off at minus zero, I think.
All right, let me go in here, and I guess you can do your squats with your with your sword or whatever you're doing.
You should do, yeah, with the sword on your shoulders, like a squat.
Should he?
Yep, all right. Stay back.
Don't touch your chair.
How far did you go here? Zero. What'd you say? What was the name?
I think
minus zero.
I left off at minus zero.
Is that a name of a person?
Yeah. Minus zero for 4 months. It's been 4 months. You know what that means.
Minus zero. There you are. Ackerman resubscribed for 9 months, saying, woo!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Link Frost has subscribed with Prime, looks like for the first time. No, Janslot cheered, saying, testing the app. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Sure. 100 bits.
Flying Chicken has resubscribed for 3 months, saying, woo!
Thank you,
woo.
Chicken.
Dictity has gifted 5 subs.
Thank you, Dictity.
So,
thank you.
And congrats to everyone who got a sub. The Frenzy resubscribed for 40 months on a 20-month streak.
The Frenzy.
Dictity has cheered 1,000 bits. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Morlon cheered 100 bits.
Thank you.
Night Owl Lenny cheered 100 bits, saying testing the app.
Thank you.
Thank you for your guys' testing.
Thank you.
I Eat Pink Tacos has subscribed for 11 months on an 11-month streak. Berserk Hype.
Thank you.
Reader G has subscribed on Twitch Prime. Looks like for the first time, so thank you so much. Call Me Senpai has resubscribed for 7 months. And
Notice Me Senpai.
Adel Polo has resubscribed for 2 months on a 1 month streak, saying ay.
Ay.
I think that's how you say it. I mean, it's ay. I don't know. But that's
ay.
Ay. What was the one? Flash. Ah.
Ah.
Yes, this person says Flash. Ah.
It's in text. I don't know. That's how they spelled it.
It's sometimes hard to understand text. It can be tricky. So, but anyway, that is all of the activity feed. So thank you guys so much for your subs, for your bits, for watching. Sorry for the Twitch issues.
We'll be back tomorrow. We don't know if Twitch will be.
Hopefully, it will be back and we'll be good. So we shall see.
Yes.
But we hope to see you guys tomorrow live 3 p.m. Eastern time right here while we play some games.
Indeed.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Go berserk.
Berserk.
Ah.
Berserk.
Berserk.